A Canadian music superstar decided to come on over to Diamond Valley for lunch on June 1st. Famed country singer Shania Twain paid a visit to the Chuckwagon Cafe ahead of upcoming shows in Europe and Las Vegas. Twain ordered a vegetarian eggs Benedict and banana cream pie. The Foothills Falcons' first foray into rugby sevens had a golden finish on June 1st at the Calgary Rugby Union. Savannah Sommerfeld broke a 10-10 deadlock with a game and provincial winning try, running through the Raymond Comets defense to life the Falcons to the Tier 1 girls title in their debut at the Alberta Schools Athletic Association Provincial Rugby Sevens Final. Foothills County Council gave preliminary approval to a large residential development near Alderside but wants to see changes made before it proceeds. A vote to support the Highfield and Roland Acres area structure plan passed 5-2 on June 5, granting first reading to the proposal with the condition that amendments be undertaken. 1 year after a runner-up finish, the Holy Trinity Academy Knights left no doubt as to who holds the crown in the Alberta Schools Athletic Association Tier 1 boys rugby ranks with a dominant 52-17 win over Chinook High to capture the provincial title on June 8 in Red Deer. Darcy Crossing held a grand opening celebration on June 8, almost a year after its first tenants opened. The 150,000-square-foot plaza, anchored by Safeway and Shoppers Drug Mart, celebrated with activities and ice cream as tenants continue to open at the Northridge Drive site. One dog was left dead and another was euthanized after an attack in Okotoks on June 10. Abby Fortier said she was walking her two dogs on leash in the Cimarron Grove area when her 14-pound rescue dog Chili was mauled by an off-leash dog. A decision to euthanize the attacking dog was made by its owner. Two people were killed and another was taken to hospital in serious condition as a result of a head-on crash south of Okotoks on June 14. Highway 2A was closed in both directions for several hours following the collision south of 434th Avenue. A historic oil rig was moved from its home on the grounds of the Okotoks Art Gallery on June 19. Moved to make way for road improvements in Old Town, the rig, which had been displayed locally since 2004, was sent to the Edmonton Oilfield Technical Society's Oilfield Equipment Museum. An Australian bird was found roaming through Foothills County on June 19. Neighbors attempted to corral the emu, which was walking near Red Deer Lake School, in order to keep it safe, and managed to do so with the help of an RCMP officer. A pilot program will see emotional support livestock allowed in Okotoks for a one-year trial. Okotoks Council approved a bylaw at its meeting on June 24 that will allow livestock up to a maximum of 180 kilograms to be kept on property in town with a license. According to a student at Foothills Composite High School, this year's yearbook continues a trend of dead naming students. An email sent to school administration by student Remy Laboucane states the yearbook dead names at least four transgender students.